please remember the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DB Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DB Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Attention everyone! You're tuned in live.
DB Radio.
Online and on the go on your mobile device.
Listener's discretion is advised.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's get ready to rumble!
You're listening to Barracks Talk on DB Radio.
There was an incident with one of the elves.
You should not be shooting firearms if you've been drinking.
Yeah, I fixed it. I pushed a button I shouldn't have, and it's all better now.
Like the presidential election.
Fortunately, he doesn't say much when he's speaking.
Oh, don't worry about it, dude. We're not talking about anything important.
So the only thing we're missing is the funnies.
Exactly.
Oh.
Is that what we call burying a body nowadays?
You're tuned in to DB Radio on DBRadio.net or by searching DB Radio on your TuneIn app on your favorite mobile device.
Because this is how it is on DB Radio.
Hey, we're live. DB Radio here. DB6. Got Mark. No Marquee. We got Google and Bonerwood. Recall and Marquee are off tonight. Apparently, they have lives that we didn't know about. You know, so it'll just be us three, but have no fear. I'm not allowed. They've already briefed me. They're the ones touching buttons, not me, so I won't screw it up.
No, they only have lives on Saturday nights.
No, well, not like us. I'm married, so I don't have a life anymore.
Oh, thanks.
I have it made, so fuck you all.
Oh, well, you're the one that's very lucky. I mean, you get to stay home all day.
I get to nap all day. Fuck you all.
I know, you just sit around and do nothing.
That's right.
No.
Must be nice.
Ooh. He doesn't. Yeah, that was mean. She just watched an old episode of Newhart, and I think that's why it's fresh in her head.
What?
Google's a homebody.
I'm not home that often.
Okay, so gonna try something different here. If you haven't already, over on the main page, the DB page, check it out. We did a Facebook Live video last night. We talked about many things, and I want to thank those who donated to the DB Farm. That's what it was. We were letting people know that we have a road trip. We're going to go cross country promoting the farm and DV and trying to meet as many people as we can. And we have kind of come close to finalizing the route. It has gone from being a northerly route to a southerly western route, if you can understand that. We're going to make stops first at in PA and North Carolina. Before we leave, which is in a week or so, we'll post the routes and let everybody know. And we'll have dedicated times and stops to meet up with in certain locations. So that was good. Now, getting back to the live video, there was a guitar donated to the farm back a couple of years ago, a guitar made from homemade, made by hand. And it was from a fellow vet who it was the first guitar he ever built. And it's a kick-ass guitar. You have to go watch the video to see it. Anyhow, he donated it to help raise money for our cause and the farm, in which we, as you know, we have the farm and we have vets here. We have a wait list and we're doing good things here. But the guitar is still sitting here and we want to try and raise money, raffling it off. Get rid of this phone. So go check the video. Watch the video. It'll explain everything. Also, those who donated last night, that's great. There's still time to donate. One of the things I talked about in the live video was there was a piece of mail that came the other day to the office, the main office, the warehouse where we sell the shirts that you can get at mydbstore.com. Use promo code BACON this weekend and you can save. But anyhow, it was a check for $1,300 to the DB Farm, and it blew us away. We didn't even know that was coming. Somebody, we don't know, there started a campaign on Facebook for one day and raised $1,300. It's from the Network for Good. If anybody knows that, you know, all these donations were anonymous. They range from donations in, from $200 down to $5, and there were multiple $150, $200 donations, but they're all listed as anonymous. If you were the one that organized that campaign, give us a call. Send an email to the to info@dbfarm.com. I'd like to talk to you and properly thank you. That money is really needed right now. So if anybody knows, and I'm interested in trying to learn how to do that. So if you know anything about this, people keep telling me you can do it on Facebook. You can start campaigns. I have no clue. I'm a retard. No, I'm 11 Bravo. Same thing. Tell me how to do this. But if one individual can do that, imagine what a million followers could do. You know, we could really put the money to good use. We are a 501c3. We have everything in order, and we have vets here that are in recovery. So,
six.
And thank you to who? Yes.
Everyone's asking you to get a little closer to the mic, please.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
How about that? Is that better?
Yes, that's better.
Let me talk for a minute. Let me switch over to the headset.
Yeah. Where did he leave off, Google?
I'm not even sure.
He was talking about the DV Farm donations, all that good stuff. To donate directly. What was that, Six?
I was going to say, it was about that check that came in.
Yes.
I'm connecting now. It should connect any second now.
Me now. Hello?
Yep, hello? You're there, but you sound like you're on a phone now.
Well, I'm calling in from Bumfuck Egypt.
Does it not sound like he's on a cell phone?
Oh, my God.
Well, what do you folks think? So, again, we were talking about... So, what I was talking about was we have a check come in for over $1,300. The short version is somebody on Facebook, an individual, started a kind of campaign, donate campaign for the farm, and these were all individual donations racked up in one day. The check is from Network for Good. If you know anything about this, shoot me an email to info@dbfarm.org. A couple things. First, I want to find out who did it. Thank their happy ass. Because the money was desperately needed. Summertime, you know, I don't have time. I've been running the farm, running the office, and I've been to the VA multiple times here. And I'm alive. But I've been busy, so I haven't been out actively fundraising. So we've been paying out of pocket, and the donations are coming in, making everything work. So the check's going to go a long way. And two, I would like to know how to do that. And three, because it wasn't a third piece, if one person could do this, maybe I could put something out, and then we could all launch our own mini campaigns on Facebook. And then instead of going month to month, like we used to do when we were single, living paycheck to paycheck, maybe we can get a good war chest built up and ensure this program is around for a few years. So that's what I was talking about. And we talked about the guitar. You guys hear about the guitar?
Yes, they did hear about that.
Okay. We're also going to have on tonight DB Brandy, you know, the girl that operates overnight that fills in for me when I'm sleeping. So you don't want to miss that. All right. But, so, Bo, how you been?
I've been doing good. I get a camera shoved up my ass and down my throat next week, so I'm looking forward to that.
That's pretty good. When was the last time you had sex?
About 7 years ago.
So you got to go to the VA to get some action, huh?
Well, actually, this is my civilian doctor. Fuck the VA.
well, Well, that's good. Hopefully everything comes out okay. Hey, do me a favor. Eat a lot of corn the night before.
Right?
You're such an ass.
Jeez.
I mean, you're going so many times. You know, we catch flack sometimes from other metal organizations or Facebook pages. Yeah, I was doing a bitch about the VA. The VA I go to is kick ass. Good for you. Story just came out up here. Boston Globe did a spotlight report on the VA up in Manchester, New Hampshire, the one we're supposed to be going to, but I refuse to take my vets to. And it was so bad there that the staff called the feds in because they were damn close to killing vets there. And they didn't want to be associated with Phoenix. So the director was relieved. And now our director from the VA up in Vermont is now doing both hospitals. So, you know, Manchester, you could have gotten a luckier guy or done better because the one up in White River, Vermont, Isaac is one of the best in the country. So, yeah. So just keep thinking. Until everybody gets the same quality health care that I get, all bets, I'm not going to shut up. And you know what? You wear those T-shirts. You know which T-shirt I'm referring to, or the hoodie? The VA. Giving vets a second chance to die for their country since 1930.
Which you can get at mydbstore.com.
I know. Oh, maybe they don't know. So let me tell you guys a little joke. Little Johnny goes to school.
Oh, God. Little Johnny.
Yeah, little Johnny. He's in Sunday school. And the little lady says, now, class. Now, Johnny's in the, like, third grade. And the teacher, Miss Cernsey, says, hey, class, I want you to think, what part of your body is closest to God? And Johnny's got his first hand up. She ignores him. Little Susie. She goes, Susie, what do you think? She goes, I think it's the top of your head because it's closest to heaven. That's a very good answer, Susie. Who else? Johnny got his hand up there. Nope, not calling on that asshole. Well, fucking, he's the son of a DV. So, calls on Bobby. Bobby goes, your hands, teacher, because you can pray to God with your hands. That's very good. Anybody else? Johnny's in the back, you know, thinking, come on, call on me, bitch. So, she finally goes, okay, Johnny. You can't really screw this up. What part of your body do you think is closest to God? Well, Johnny goes, I think it's the bottoms of your feet. And the teacher's like perplexed. He's like, the bottoms of your feet? How do you figure that? He goes, I don't know. But Mommy had him up in the air last night screaming, oh, God, I'm coming. And Daddy was trying to hold her down.
Oh, my God. Oh, jeez. You know, that does remind me. So the local radio station here on Sunday nights does like this radio back in time thing. And one of the commercials that they were running for it, hilarious. It's like the little kid that's in school and the teacher's reading out all the grades. And she gets to this little kid and she's like, now explain this. Spelling, 40. Arithmetic, 40. And what do you think about this one? History, 10. And the little kid answers and he goes, guess I've been spending too much time on spelling and arithmetic. I think it's hilarious. It's so cute. Anyway. All right, so it's just the two of us.
Just
the two of us. Building castles in the sky. Yes. Because, well, they can't hear Bo. Bo is not, something's wrong on his end with the whole shebang. So.
Stop singing. Oh, my God. Please.
I love you. I love you. Oh, right, for goodness.
So hopefully Bo comes back in because there's no way in hell I can make 2 hours. I've been out there today. Well, we had group meetings this morning. Not that I ran them. We have a certified counselor on site now that comes to the farm and does group therapy and one-on-one with all the vets. And so, yeah. Anyhow, I forgot. So then I was out there, chains on and things of that nature. So I come in all dripping with sweat. I'm beat. So hopefully Bo comes back in here. But one of the things I wanted to talk about was, you know, these veteran discounts, you know, that some of these businesses offer. And I wanted to get everybody's thoughts on this. I see sometimes, you know, just because you get the title veteran doesn't make them a, we're a microcosm of society. Whatever you see out in the regular world for people, you got your assholes, your funny people, you know, good people and this, that. You got it in the military. Come on. We've all known, you know, not everybody in the Army is a superstar. You know, you've got your shitbags. We all know. Some of them are named Jody, even, or Blue Falcon. But you get what I mean. So when you get out, you know, now they're just a veteran. There's no rank, no branch, or nothing. It's just a veteran. They don't represent all of us. But, you know, sometimes some of these people they go overboard. They'll come send, you'll see Facebook posts about, I went to mom and pop's little Subway stand, and you believe that I asked for a veteran discount and didn't get it? I was like, come on, man. They don't offer a veteran discount. It's a mom and pop place. You know, big corporations can afford that, but, you know, you don't get a veteran discount just because wherever you're shopping. It's a, what do you call it? What's that word? Starts with go after yourself, privilege, you know, or a thing, you know, Home Depot, Lowe's, you know, big corporations, you know, am I all going on the right track here with this Google? Would we lose Google now too?
No, she's there. She's testing to see if she can hear me at any time during show.
Now we got Bo back and no Google.
Well, you don't know if I'm back. It's if I'm on the player or not. So you can hear me for sure.
Hey, Hawk, can you hear Bo?
See,
no, we can't hear
now
shit.
They're saying dead air.
See, yeah. It's not my end. It's Skype. So.
Anyway, no, I fully hear what you're saying, Six. About the whole veteran discount shit. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Heinous.
Hey, we're having. They got Google. They've got me.
Fuck, we get emails all the time. Oh, do you offer veteran discounts?
For what? The vet store? Yeah, it's promo code BACON.
Yeah, but it's like...
No, I know. But no, seriously. You know, it's like if you're making major purchases, come on, man. You're going to buy lunch and this and that. They don't offer you. I mean, that's your right. You want to ask if they got a veteran discount, you know, but, I mean, if you do that everywhere you go, what are you, a senior citizen and shit? Maybe you should think about not going out so much. I don't know. I just think that, you know, it should be used wisely. When I go to Home Depot, it's a corporation, and they require proof and this and that, you know, I think, or did they change that again? But either way, it's like, you know, if I'm making a major purchase and I'm in I'll ask for it because, you know, it's normally when I'm at Home Depot, I'm buying for the farm. But damn right, I'll ask for it and save on $500 order. That's $50. So that $50 I can go spend it on the DB farm and get a farm coin or something. But when you go to mom and pop places or local restaurants, I mean, that's crazy. So. But if I'm wrong or something, shoot me an email to info@dbradio.net and let us know. So we'll see what you say next week. We should start a poll, you know. But the wrong place to ask for a veteran discount when you're getting a speeding ticket. No, actually, that's not too bad, you know, because if he knocks 10 miles off the speed limit of what you were going over, you know, you might be within the speed limit. Have you ever done that? Google?
No.
Are you busy?
No. Other than trying to help fix this issue.
So, they give a discount. They give a taser hit. Maybe I should read the itinerary.
Unless you want to just... Well, yeah. I mean, you're actually 2 minutes over. your time.
Okay. Do what you're in charge. Dude, run the show. Jesus fucking Christ. Run it.
All right.
I'm DB6 and I'm going to urinate.
All right. Well, since Six is going to to his other office.
Let's just do that really quick.
Yeah, we'll just reset everything. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
We are currently experiencing technical problems. Please sit by.
Please stand by. Okay, can you fuckers hear me now? Thank fucking God, that's fucking bullshit. Had to restart everything. I'm sorry for that. I apologize. It'll be alright in the fucking
you're good.
Podcast. Holy fucking hell. Jesus fucking Christ, all the fucking goddamn biscuit haired motherfucking technologies, Bill Gates asshole, dick ass. Oh, so how have you been, Google?
I'm good. I'm very good. I think Six is back too. Actually, I think he is because he waved when he came out the bathroom.
Well, I really hope that they'll be able to hear everything that comes through tonight, because that was interesting.
I don't want your job.
See, everybody thinks it's easy. You just press a button and you go. You know what? It's not just pressing a fucking button.
No. I was talking. I was saying I don't want your job as far as saying the songs and what's expected in the break and after the break, and then
I know that's what I'm saying. It's not
and
just
then
the
doing
button.
Interviews and all that stuff, because I'm not good at that.
Well, let's test this. Let's see if everybody can hear this. Oh, I can't even hear that. See, Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh my God. Okay.
Let's see. Let's try this. La di da, la da da. I love you. You love me. We're best friends as friends. Can you guys hear that on the radio? The little... Can you guys hear this? Okay. As long as you can hear that, we've got a show tonight. Okay. We've got a show tonight. Oh my God. Okay, Google, you can come back now. I like this.
Oh, that's good. All right, so oh, it's going to be so much fun.
See, it's our sweeper that goes into the first break, the DDD radio.
Yep.
So I'm just sitting here moving the timeline. They hate it in the chat room. Oh, okay. Well, we're going to go to break because...
Could you hear it, Bo?
Oh yeah, I can hear it because I'm sitting here fucking laughing about it.
Okay, I'm just making sure because last time you said you couldn't even hear the sound. So
well, I moved some shit around. I pressed a few buttons. Okay, so okay, we'll be back after the break with Major and Axel from Discharge, so they can tell us what led up to Discharge and a little bit about themselves. We'll be back to Bear Soak on DBRadio.net right after this. DV Radio is for our fellow brothers and sisters, and it's all free of charge for our listeners, our guests, and even those that have shows right here on DVRadio.net. We do everything in-house, from mixing and recording ads and shows to the website and all that you get from us. We love promoting veteran-owned businesses and highlighting those in the veteran community. So if you would like to continue to hear what we bring to you and have even more in the future with the best quality that we can possibly bring to you, please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button. Any amount is welcome, from $1 to $100 million that your uncle lets you in his trust fund. So please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button right now. Oh, ah!
Radio.
You're listening to Barracks Talk with DV6, Google, Recoil, Marquis Davis, SRP, and Bonerwood.
And before I bring Major and Axel in from Discharge, Google wants to educate you fuckers on Lincoln Park really quick.
All right, so since people don't actually know the history on Lincoln Park, they started out as Zero. They changed their name to Hybrid Theory before finally changing it to Lincoln Park. And they named it Lincoln Park because of Santa Monica's Lincoln Park. They had to change the spelling of it because LincolnPark.com was already taken the way that it was originally spelled. So.
Yes.
It's got nothing to do with
big hit album as well.
The suburbs of Chicago and making fun of a park in Chicago.
Yeah.
They're not even from Chicago.
The ways of the internet.
What about Lincoln Logs? Does that have anything to do with that?
No. No.
Anybody remember playing with those damn things?
Yep.
All right. I'll show you my log later.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, we've got Major and Axel on from Discharge. How are you guys doing tonight?
On your feet.
Yeah, doing very well.
Wow, they actually answered DV6. Holy shit.
Man, who's making all that fucking noise?
It sounds like Major. Mom. Oh, ow.
Oh, snap. Yeah, she's good with those. She's good. Fucking
is.
Wily.
So who else do we have in here?
Six, you're going to have to get a little closer to your mic.
I'm just having all kinds of fucking I'm not allowed to swear. Equipment issues.
Get fellatio close to your mic.
I'm not into Jell-O, but okay. Is that better, Bo?
Yes, it is. You wanted just to recap everybody on who you are, Major, really quick, 30 seconds, who you are, and then Axel, if you could tell us who you are right after that.
Sure.
Yeah. So I am Jazz Booth. I am a 17-year Army veteran, Marine wife, and Air Force mom, and I am the creator of a new animated show called Discharge, and I also voice Major for that animation.
And Axel.
Well, you got all the branches. Do you adopt kids and then say you're a Coast Guard mom?
I don't. I feel like adopting kids is like white people shit. Like, we don't... Black folks don't really want our own kids, so that's just not our forte, you know? So.
That's pretty good.
And Big Man Axel.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having us on. So my name is Michael J. Penny. I voice the character of Axel. I also run my own podcast, Cigars and Sea Stories, with a fellow Marine named Bennett Tanton. I was working with another Marine in some business development networking, doing some other things, when all of a sudden the show treatment for Discharge kind of flew past my nose, and I'm like, what the hell is this? This is fantastic. And I read through it and said, hey, if there's any way that I could help, I would love to. And so, lo and behold, they said, well, we've tried all of these civilians, and they don't do it right. And this guy, Axel, is a Marine and a combat vet. And I'm like, sweet. So I'll just play me then. And only I don't nearly fornicate as much as Axel does. Like, that guy gets around.
Have the voice.
Six, speak into your mic, please.
All right, I'm going to hang up. I've got another piece of equipment I'm going to try.
Oh, my God. Every week. So, what led you, Major, to do Discharged?
Yeah, so most people know me about my advocacy within the women veteran homelessness community, because I myself am a formerly homeless woman veteran due to cancer, Katrina, that left me unable to deploy to Iraq, which I ended up sleeping on my aunt's couch. But getting past that, you know, I had serious lifelong effects to include major depressive disorder. And as we know, depression, PTSD, and other types of mental health issues, illnesses and injuries, you know, lead 22 veterans commit suicide daily. And so I said, you know, I want to do something to try to help my brothers and sisters who are also suffering, you know, from their individual demons and issues with military transition. And what came to me was laughter. So in a moment when I'm, you know, watching animation at night, because I stay up pretty late, which most of us that suffer from like insomnia and other sleep disorders, we stay up pretty late. And I watch a lot of animation at night. And when I'm watching it and laughing and having a good time, you know, I'm not thinking about being depressed or, you know, thinking about the bad shit. And I said, you know what, I want to look at animation and comedy as a way to deal with some of those demons and see if we can, you know, stop some of our brothers and sisters from getting to that breaking point. And that's pretty much how Discharge was born.
Right. You mentioned you were a homeless veteran yourself. And being a female on top of that, I imagine it was even harder on you. And you mentioned that you do veteran advocacy as well. Do you want to touch on that?
Yeah. So back in 2010, I started a nonprofit organization called Final Salute, which provides homeless women veterans and their children with safe and suitable housing. And since starting the organization, we've supported over 2,000 women veterans and children in over 30 states and territories. And that's significant because we did it all without government funding. And the VA refers more women to us than any other source. And currently, women veterans are the fastest growing homeless population in America. And as I stated, you know, 17 years ago, I took an oath to never leave a fallen comrade. And that's me, you know, holding up my honor and commitment to that oath.
Wow. Google.
That's me. Hi, how are you?
Hey girl, how you doing?
That's exactly where I was going with this. You two, since you're both females and you're veterans and you've seen the backside of all this, what do you have that you want to ask her about within what she's done and why she's doing it?
You know, you always put me on the spot.
Hey, I didn't you know that we were going
to
go
to the female veteran homelessness portion of this as well during this interview.
I said we were going to talk about her backstory.
So I definitely did not study.
You got to stay ready there, Troop. You got to stay ready.
Look, I've got like 16 things going on at once.
Hey, I just came from a drinking binge with my Marine husband, and I'm still on fucking point. So I don't want your tears.
No. See, you're on point because you knew what you were going to be asked, and you know what you're talking about.
She had a few too many olives tonight. Here, that's like, what it was.
I'll give you that.
And Six just walked in and threw his hands up at me. So
that means no more Six.
I'm going to have to go assist him.
That's great. Okay. So, what?
All right. Never mind.
Oh, my good God almighty. See, this is DV Radio. This is what you come into. We're professional. We fuck shit up. You mentioned, you know, you were homeless. Did create the advocacy program. How did that all lead into Discharged?
Well, you know, I think that we as veterans, we tend to kind of gravitate to our personal experience and to, like, you see a lot of operators, they do shit for operators. We see a lot of male veterans do a lot of stuff for male veterans. But when I look at the whole grand scheme of things, you know, things like PTSD and depression, homelessness, unemployment, they don't gender discriminate. And so I wanted to create a platform and a medium or where it could relate to all veterans, regardless of gender, you know, jobs or, you know, their particular paths. But everybody could look into the four characters we have in Discharge and identify, you know, with themselves or one part of their military career. So we're trying to create a platform we can bring our fellow veterans together and not have so much division and separatism that I've seen, you know, in the veteran community as a whole.
Right. Now, why did you bring Axel in on this? I'll let you say your bit and then you can bring him in so he can say his bit, because I honestly do not know.
Like, why did I bring him in on what?
On Discharged and all of that.
Well, you know, I wanted, you know, most of the war movies and things you see, they're all played by like Hollywood actors. And I don't personally think anybody can speak to veterans' issues better than veterans. But reference Axel directly. So I was doing some casting with like civilian voiceover artists who like they're supposed to be the professional creme de la creme of shit. But to them, like, all Marine combat veterans sound like douchebag bikers. It was, like, the funniest shit to me. And so I was like, this isn't working out. So when Penny reached out to me, he did a couple of lines of what I sent him, and the shit was, like, perfect. And I was like, wow, you, like, did this shit perfectly. And he was like, yeah, so the next time you need a Marine, make sure you get a fucking Marine. So that was the more you learn, the more you know rainbow lesson for me. And so he just embodied that role because it was him. It was organic and it was natural. He wasn't playing a role. He was playing himself, a veteran who had been to combat and have some of those same issues with military transition and his deployments. And so it was just natural. And like, none of this shit is like, you know, when he speaks and he plays his character, it's coming from the heart and it's coming from experience.
Right.
But like what he said, with less sex, because he's a happily married man.
Right.
So yeah, Axel's way cooler than I am. Just he's got a hell of a lot more James Bond than I do.
Well, I was going to ask you, with Axel and yourself, what is the differences in him, but what comes out through you personally, if you don't mind telling us about that?
Yeah, sure. The character of Axel, as I know him and portray him, is a lot like what I was like in the Marine Corps as a sergeant in the infantry, probably in Afghanistan on my third combat tour, where I was just, you know, like, let's see what's on the other side of the mountain and kind of stir up the hornet's nest a little bit. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, you want to be the Marine where hire is like, whoa, 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 whoa. Right? You're never going to find a Marine where it's like, hey, why aren't you guys out on patrol? No. We foam at the mouth for that stuff. So there's a little bit of that that's in there. But there are other things also. You know, like, we joke about this, that Major is the only one who has any tattoos. And so I have more tattoos in real life than Axel does. He and I resemble one another slightly in regard to the beard and stuff like that. And just in voicing the character, you know, I've been podcasting now for 2 years. Cigars and Sea Stories has over 200 episodes and loads of guests. And I really enjoy doing work in front of the microphone. So it comes naturally also through that,
right?
Through that, you know, we were joking about this, on another interview that we did, because I made the comment over Messenger one day. I was like, you know, Jazz tells me we're going into the studio and she hired some other additional actors. And I was like, oh good, it'll be great to work with some professionals. Yeah.
What the fuck? What am I, chopped liver? Like, I'm professional as fuck, right?
Right.
Well, that's part of what I wanted to ask you, Axel, especially. I myself have done, you know, voices for our ads, like Joker and shit like that. But as you said, just being in front of the mic, it comes natural to us. But when you're doing a voiceover, it's kind of a different mindset, right? Like, you have to get in that character. But as you said, you're also bringing out a little of you within that, right?
Okay, so yes, very much so. To answer the question bluntly, yes. But, well, you saw this when I did the table read, probably, Jazz. As I went through the script, I highlighted where my name was, which there was one line that I missed. Damn it. And what I do is if there's, I'm trying to play off the other character. So you've got to read the entire scene, right? So you're going through the dialogue and trying to figure out what the emotion is going to be during that moment for that given line. And so if I can write down one or two words that are right there to be able to clue in on that emotion, and it might be an emotion slash a memory,
right?
Or an emotion slash, you know, still a memory, but a moment that I myself had maybe with a fellow veteran.
Exactly. Yeah.
To kind of clue in on that scene that's in the, I think the scene that's in our Indiegogo campaign, which if folks haven't already checked it out, please do. It's Discharge Animation and it's freaking awesome. Go to Indiegogo, check out Discharged. All proceeds go to the actual production of the show. In the scene that's in there, we're in the alleyway. And it's kind of one of those moments where you draw in and you're real emotional. And it's just got that tempo to it.
Right.
Because he's a piece of shit. But I'm an asshole, so it's totally fine.
Right, exactly.
So it's, you know, it's totally all right, and we got a spot. It's, you know, I mean, it's not a sofa bed. It's a futon. But, like, you're totally welcome, you know? And so it's one of those things where we want to draw you in with a little bit of that emotion, but then we're going to kick you in the face with a couple of one-liners. And right. The folks who were at the table read definitely got a solid dose of that. It was good. It's cool hearing people laugh at your craziness live in person during a table read. That's a right. unique experience.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I've got a group of friends.
What was funny about the table read is, like, we just randomly put out a call for people to show up to this table read on Facebook. It's like, hey, if you're going to be in the Raleigh area on this date, email us and show up to our table read. But of course we asked for veterans and military because we wanted to see what their actually, you know, organic and real like reactions would be. But like everybody, like 90% of the people that showed up were like white dudes with beards. And I'm like, oh fuck, tough audience. Right. But you know, within the first two lines, everybody started laughing because, you know, I wrote most of it, but Axel has pitched in too. But the thing is, we as veterans, regardless of our genders and our MOSs, we fucking get each other. And just to right. see their reactions and the laughing, I was like, wow, you know, like we really got this shit right. And I just knew as a whole that, you know, veterans again would appreciate this because it's coming from our perspective. And like I said, you know, we get each other. So it was just a really great moment. We all felt really good about what we were putting out there, that it wasn't like bullshit or something that we had, you know, just made up. It's because all of these stories, and there's backstories within the stories of things right. that we've experienced and things like either personally or things we've experienced, have our friends and family members have experienced that have served. And it was just everyone in the room got it.
Right. Exactly. I love the videos that you guys have. Axel actually mentioned what I wanted to go into next, which is your Indiegogo. You've had it up since the 4th. It's only 11 days left. It seems like a long time, but it's really not that long. Do you want to tell us why you're doing that project? What goes where, maybe? How everybody can get involved and why they should get involved, especially tonight?
Right. So, well, the reason we're doing the Indiegogo campaign, because probably like 90% of us, with the exception of Jesus, are disabled veterans, and there's only so much that fucking VA check can get you.
Right. But
we as a group, so we've raised $35,000. We pushed in $35,000 of our own dollars, and now we still need money to complete the final animation. So we've done the development, the characters, we've done the studio work, we've done the animatic, which is a grayscale, non-movable version. of the first pilot episode, and now we need money to complete the animation. And most people don't know that animation costs between $3,000 and $10,000, you know, per minute. And so we need, you know, if you're a veteran, if you're serving, if you had a, you know, a family member that served, you know, anyone that's able to pitch in. And the veterans that we're doing this for who need that support, they might not be able to afford, you know, the money or be able to pitch in at a particular time. But, you know, right. If you're a patriot, if you say you love America and you salute that flag, you know, you say you support the troops and the veterans, this is your time to contribute to something that's tangible that can possibly help someone, you know, who's suffering, who's in need of a lab and less VA medication. And I tell people, you know, laughter has been more therapeutic than any prescription the VA has prescribed me. It's addictive, you know, and it's to me, sometimes it helps and sometimes it's troubling. But I can tell people also, you know, it's not when some people, when they're on a medication, it helps. And when they're in their therapy groups, it helps. But what happens to those 6 to 8 weeks when you're on a new prescription and it takes time to kick in and work? Or what happens to those 3 to 6 months when you can't get a VA, you know, a VA appointment? So it's the time, the downtime in between that they need the support. And that's what discharge is going to be. It's going to be that medium. So in between where they're, you know, feeling like the lowest of the low and they're in that dark spaces, that they can be uplifted through comedy animation. That's our whole purpose. This, nobody is getting paid from this. Like, we've already, you know, develop the characters and got all the voice work and everything done. This just complete the animation so we can get it out there, you know, hopefully pitch it to a network where they can pick it up. And so our brothers and sisters who need to see this can have access to it.
Right. So why is the incentive exactly they should go to Indiegogo right now and check it out and back you up?
So we have actually created a special incentive, of which only Dysfunctional Veterans has that unique link, where we created a T-shirt to erase the 22, which is, again, in memory of the 22 veterans that commit suicide a day. It's $22. You get a T-shirt. You get all of the levels at the cadence level. And so just for you who haven't visited our Indiegogo campaign yet, all of our campaign levels are named after cool, kick-ass, badass war movies. And so, but the one that you're going to be looking for this incentive is called Erase 22. Again, it's $22. You know, share it with your friends, share it with whoever you think that can help. We understand everybody can help, but there's other levels where you can donate even $1. You know, that helps. But again, this is for vets and by vets. And so we need those that are able to support to do so.
I'm sorry. I was typing and I can't talk and type at the same time.
You non-multitasker.
Yeah. I'm watching like 58 things and I'm typing and I'm doing an interview. Hoo-ah! Okay. Anyway.
Video or didn't happen.
I had to do DV6. He's not here, so I had to see him. So I forgot where I was going. Okay, you've got the 22 Race 22 shirt, which is only for DVs, correct?
Yeah, so we created that directly for you guys as fans. You guys have a huge following who has been so supportive. And, you know, there are a lot of people who don't know what you guys do behind the scenes. And what you do behind the scenes is why I reach out to you guys as partners. So within the whole, you know, dysfunctional veteran community and the shit that we approach, just like uber inappropriate, but we as veteran get it. You guys also support homeless veterans who were on the street that are now in the DV farm. You guys also stay up 24 hours and talking those veterans off a ledge. So I wanted people, you know, to know that, yeah, there are shenanigans involved, but you guys are also saving lives. You're saving our brothers and sisters' lives. And so from the bottom of my heart, you know, I appreciate that. So thank you.
Honestly, that means a lot. And I'll be sure that everybody that works on the DB mod team hears every word that you just said. Of course, he pressed the button and his computer isn't going. I'm talking about DB6, everybody, just so you know. Like, that's a surprise. Like, that's a surprise.
No, DB6 was trying to switch to this other headset and it wasn't working, so he kind of smashed the computer, only for me to tell him that he had left the headset on, and so it wasn't charging properly.
Right. You guys need to get him like a Centrum Sober computer model because he's just not doing good with this good tech.
So
he's never done good with this tech.
So Major, we've had you on, you know, the past couple weeks. We've got you and Axel on tonight. Other than what you've already said, what do you want to get out about Discharged or your female advocacy or anything that you want to say, Axel, about any of this?
I'll let my brother Axel go. I think I've said enough, so I'll let my NCO take it on home.
Oh,
I'm honored. I'm honored.
You get to bring up the rear, brother.
Well, and you know, Jazz hit it. I mean, just nail on the head in regard to Discharge and the therapeutic nature thereof. Yeah, I enjoy getting into the studio with all of these other veterans and being around all of these other great people. And that unto itself is uplifting. It's as simple as it just makes me happy. And being able to do more of that is what we want to do in general. I mean, we want to keep this going to where we're creating a project where we can binge watch it overseas on a laptop or something like that. It's something where... we're creating a show for our own given sector, but also so that people can kind of be a fly on the wall. And it's similar to Cigars and Sea Stories, my podcast. Like, I do Cigars and Sea Stories because it's therapeutic. And Cigars and Sea Stories is a fly on the wall conversation. Discharge allows us the opportunity to showcase the world through a veteran's lens just for a little while and kind of give a different perspective, albeit maybe a little skewed. They're going to understand some of the tongue-in-cheek humor, some of the side jokes, some of just the veteran stuff. And sometimes they're going to ask to be, you know, for somebody else to explain it. And that's the other thing that we're really doing here. In my opinion, that's one of the biggest goals or one of the greatest outcomes that we could achieve is a dialogue in between veteran and non-veteran. And why is that funny?
Right.
You know, where are they coming from with all of these inside jokes? I don't understand.
Right.
You know, that's great because it bridges the gap in between those who are willing to support and want to understand this better. And I cannot stress it enough because I'm the guy with the whole Indiegogo campaign and everything else. It's going towards finalizing the show so that we can actually put it in front of, you know, production heads and stuff like that. I mean, we're not like getting money for a charity. We're putting this together so that we have something that is entertaining, that is uplifting, and that it's going to benefit us all. I mean, frankly, it's going to add value.
Well, you guys are also... I'm sorry. But you guys are also doing something that's so unique, it's not even funny, but taking this to a film festival on top of that, correct?
Yes, that's definitely one of the things we want to do. That's how a lot of things get picked up. And, you know, unfortunately from the Hollywood sector, they want to know stuff is profitable. And so, you know, we pitched this as, you know, if Full Metal Jacket met Family Guy, met Friends, you know, as Penny would say, Discharge would be their bastard child. You know, so that's kind of our pitch with it. And so, but yeah, you know, unfortunately, when you're trying to break into, you know, the networks, you have to put it in relative and relatable terms. So, you know, they'll know that, hey, yeah, we can put this on, people will watch it, and also would do good for our network. And so Discharge is a total package in that aspect.
Right. Yeah, and I know you and I talked in length about, you know, the back end of all of this and how long it can take and all the politics and red tape you have to go through. So it's not an easy task. And the hours and the days and the weeks and the years you've spent, plus all the hours and blood, sweat, tears everybody else has spent in on it. And what I really love is it's veterans helping veterans to talk to veterans. I mean, and it's not just targeted at veterans. That's the best part. It's targeted at everyone within, you know, the military realm and their families. Because, I mean, my mom sat here and watched, you know, the videos that you've done, and she loved it, and she actually got a good 80-some percent of it. So, I mean, you are reaching. Well, I mean, that's good. You know, we talked about this. I think it was the last time you were on for the first 10 minutes. And it's hard to tell our families, you know, this is why I act the way I do. This is why I don't want to talk about half the shit I don't want to talk about, or, you know, what have you. And to show it through something like this, where you can laugh at it and you don't feel bad about it at the same time, is really great. And it's taking it to the next level. You know what I mean?
Yes. And also, I wanted to also mention that the voiceover character that plays Brandon, his name is Earl Granville. And for you guys that remember the Boston Marathon, you saw the combat wounded amputee carry his guy over the finish line. That was Earl Granville. But the reason I wanted Earl as part of this project is because his twin brother, Joe, he lost to suicide, you know, so Joe was also a combat veteran and Earl's twin. So it's very, very real and very personal for him. And so we will be dedicating, you know, God willing, we can get this funded. We will be dedicating the first episode to Joe Granville and Earl's honor.
Right. Your Facebook is We Are Discharged. We're just search Discharged on Facebook. You're on Instagram as well, Discharged Comedy. And your website is dischargedcomedy.com, correct?
Say it three times fast, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And we also have a YouTube channel, and you can just, you know, if you want to see everything all together, just go to dischargedcomedy.com, and all the social media links are why our super trailer and our other videos and testimonials are there.
Just so everybody knows, we will be posting the secret perk link on the Facebook page, hopefully within the night and throughout the week. And please go share if you cannot donate. If you can donate, please donate whatever you can to help this amazing animation. It's not only a cause, it's just wonderful that it's going to be able to do what they want to do and accomplish something that hasn't been accomplished yet, honestly. Google, do you have anything you'd like to say to Major Axel? Yes, you're on the spot again.
I don't think so. No, I was thinking just now.
That's what she calls it now. Thank you. Okay.
Put another log on.
Just tell us how fucking awesome we are. You're like a woman of a few words. And like, it's very rare that men tell women they want to hear their opinion. So you need to be fucking ready for that, girl. Like, seriously.
Seriously, girlfriend. You got to get up on that.
You already know that I think you guys are doing an amazing job with us, and I can't wait to freaking see everything.
Well, let the listeners know that. Jesus.
I thought I had expressed this numerous times when we've had her on previously.
Do it again.
So the perk.
Well, thank you for what you were doing and taking the time to make cartoons and shit.
It's an honor and a privilege.
So the perk is $22. It's Erase 22. It will be at the top of the link when you click on the link that we provide you. It will be in the podcast. It is in the chat room. Again, we'll have it up on the Facebook pages as well. Axel, do you have anything else?
Yeah. Go ahead. Follow me on social media. It's at Michael J. Penny, P-N-N-E-Y, like J.C. Penny, only I didn't see a goddamn cent. You know what I mean? No relation whatsoever. It's BS.
Those fucking assholes. Yeah,
I know, right? A-holes. So, yeah, Facebook, Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn, of course. Michael J. Penny. I do a number of different things. So, by all means, I love interacting with folks, answering questions, sometimes from the perspective of Axel. at least that's what I tell my wife when I'm on Tinder. All right, right? So I've said too much.
So, Major, last words before we let you go.
Pimping ain't easy.
Ah, well, just don't take those olives too far tonight, okay?
Again, if you're able to contribute, we have, like, I think 11 days left to get this Indiegogo campaign. I believe in the power of our brothers and sisters, so even if you only have a dollar, as long as it's not your last dollar to buy your Happy Meal, consider supporting. I mean, freaking, what is that? McChickens? McChickens are good shit. So, you know, I don't ever want to be coming in between anybody and their fucking McChicken. But, you know.
Excuse me? Oh, you weren't here for that episode. Bo was.
So if you can't do a McChicken for a day and you want to support Discharge or Indiegogo, please, you know, also follow us on Facebook and continue to support and consider contributing to our campaign. So, and thank you to our dysfunctional family and our siblings. We appreciate your opportunity to allow us to share your platform and talk about what we're doing.
Hey, it's an honor to have you on. It's an honor to be working with you guys. Again, thank you for what you are doing, what you want to do, and hopefully this will just take off.
Thank you.
All right. You two have a great evening.
You too.
Take care. Okay. Be well.
Major Bye.
All right. Later. So that was Major and Axel, and they are from Discharge. They're doing awesome things. Like I said, it's really unique. It's something that needs to be done. It hasn't been done, but if you all will contribute in some way, whether it's giving a dollar or just sharing it because you can't spare a dollar, it'll go a long way. And plus, that secret perk that's only available to you that click on that link. Oh, wow. Whew.
Yay.
Damn. We still got 45 minutes. But.
Well, it's a good thing that we have a news segment and a rant line that I can't hear.
That you're going to have to listen to. Hey, it's not my fault tonight. Not my fault tonight. Everything was working before the show. That's what gets me. Thank you, Bill Gates. Thank you, Bill Gates. We do not love you. That being said...
You know, I was going to ask Major how many veterans she knows that buy Happy Meals for themselves.
Right. I wonder how many of them have sued because it didn't make them happy. Anyway.
Right?
That being said, we're going to go.
If I want the toy, I'll just buy the toy.
Exactly. We'll go to break. We'll come back with Google's junk that's in the news. And we'll also have this month's rant line, which is pretty fucking good. It's about 4 minutes long. We might drag it out. It's according to how much time we've got. But in the break, you're going to hear The Devil and I by Slipknot. And we'll be back with Google's junk that's in the news right here on DVRadio.net.
You're tuned in live.
DV Radio. Online and on the go on your mobile phone. We're the internet's best choice.
Now, can I have the facts? What kind of clappers were stolen on this caper? They were copper clappers. And where were they kept? In the closet? Uh-huh. You have any ideas who might have taken the copper clappers from the closet? Well, just one. I fired a man. He swore he'd get even. What was his name? Claude Cooper. You think he...
That's right. I think Claude Cooper copped my copper clappers. Kept in the closet.
You know where this Claude Cooper is from?
Yeah. Cleveland. That figures. That figures. What makes it worse, they were clean.
Clean copper clappers.
That's right.
Why do you think Cleveland's Claude Cooper would cop your clean copper clappers kept in your closet?
Only one reason.
What's that?
He's a kleptomaniac.
Who first discovered the copper clappers were copped?
My cleaning woman. Clara Clifford.
That figures. Now let me see if I got the facts straight here. Cleaning woman Clara Clifford discovered your clean copper clappers kept in a closet were copped by Claude Cooper, the kleptomaniac from Cleveland. Now is that about it?
One other thing.
What's that?
If I ever catch kleptomaniac Claude Cooper from Cleveland who copped my clean copper clappers from kept in the closet,
yes,
I'll clobber him.
Hey, fuckers, we may not be on the cover of the Rolling Stone, but we have all the music you could ask for. Every music genre. Yeah,
But if there's a song that's not on the station that you want to hear, let us know. Email us at info@dvradio.net, leave a post on our Facebook page, or tweet us on Twitter. Don't forget to like and follow, because it's anytime you want. And like Mom always said, ladies love country boys. Because
I get whiskey bent, hellbound.
Always remember and never forget, we always.
Radio. You big dummy. When the president lies, it's not called a lie. It's called a executive privilege. I'm Fred G. Sanford. And the G is for Guadalcanal. Want to see my diary?
Well, you a veteran?
That's right.
Oh, did you see much action?
Well, only on leave.
And now, it's time to find out what stupid junk is in the news.
That was a long 8 seconds, Bo. I was trying to count down, but then I got to zero way before you said go.
Well, obviously, anyway, you don't know how to count seconds.
Sorry. Welcome to to tonight's segment of junk that's in the news. Oh, junk in the news. You keep changing it. Anyway.
I do not. I just do it on the itinerary because it's fucking shorter. Jesus.
All right. So last week after the show ended, or right before the show ended, I can't remember, but Bo said, and Google is already sending me links for next week's show.
Right before, because everybody was like, let's hear the news.
So this one I found right at the end of the show last week, and I couldn't just squeeze it in like some of you may have wanted me to. So it's the first story for today. Oregon woman arrested for towing kids in a wagon behind her car.
Because that's how you have fun.
A Springfield woman was arrested on July 14th evening and charged with 2 counts of reckless endangerment after multiple drivers reported a car towing 3 children, her 2-year-old daughter, 4-year-old son, and 8-year-old nephew, in a small plastic red wagon going around a busy roundabout multiple times during rush hour. Police were not initially aware of the third child, and a third charge is now pending. Lieutenant Scott McKee, a spokesperson for Springfield Police Department, said this past Friday over the phone that Alana Nicole Donahue admitted to officers that she was towing children behind her white Ford Taurus in a wagon attached with a rope.
See, I wouldn't have a problem with this if she wasn't on any road or any busy byway, but she was. She wasn't in her yard. She wasn't at a friend's house. She was on a busy road.
Yes. She said that she was showing the kids a good time and only driving 5 miles per hour. The officer talked to a witness that said she saw them go by her house in their neighborhood and they were going like 30 miles an hour. In a press release, police said that a witness reported the youngest child began to cry after the wagon went up on 2 wheels during the trip.
Have you ever tried going 5 miles per hour? You look like a fucking snake.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You don't go up on 2 wheels in a wagon behind the car at 5 miles an hour.
If you do, that damn thing was way out of line. Need to get some alignment adjustments.
The same witness reported observing Donahue pull over and move the toddler from the wagon to the car and then continue driving with the 4-year-old and the 8-year-old still in the wagon. Other witnesses told officials that she was holding up traffic and then yelling at motorists, telling them to get out of her way and mind their own business. And Lieutenant McKee said there was heavy traffic at the roundabout where Donahue was towing the children. Given the time of day, it's 5 p.m., 1700, it's a busy intersection. It feeds from 3 different directions. So, yeah, there you have it. Do not tow your kids behind your vehicle in a wagon going 30 miles an hour on a busy road.
No, it was just 5.
I guess if the speedometer was broken, it could have just said 5.
I've had a broken speedometer before, and it doesn't even go beyond 0, so.
Yep.
Next!
Yep. Oh, moving right along. This happened, okay, so National Bikini Day was on July 5th. No, I did not wear a bikini. I don't like those. Anyway, so this one pizzeria made a bikini pizza, which you could have purchased on that day for $10,000.
You would be a complete fucking idiot to do that, but that's just...
Yes. Yes. So the article reads, why waste your time shopping for a regular boring bikini when you can get a custom-fitted pizza-kini instead? That's right. Pizza lovers were thrilled to know they could get a bikini made entirely out of actual dough, cheese, sauce, pepperoni, and all. I'm guessing you could only wear it once.
How would you even fucking wear that? Wouldn't sauce and shit fall off?
Well, that's the thing. It will be homemade and it's custom fitted to your body. So there will be certain aspects of it.
I'm talking about the toppings and stuff.
What?
The toppings and stuff. Wouldn't they slide off eventually? If you just move a piece of pizza, that shit starts to fall off. So only imagine a woman's breast or ass moving in a bikini made out of pizza. The shit's going to fall off.
Listen, a representative for the restaurant said, we want to ensure the pizza-kini is perfectly fit to the body it's on so it stays in place. We use a pizza dough braiding that goes around the bust and waist of the model, baked into the pizza slices, holding the suit together.
That doesn't answer my question about the toppings. That's just telling me how you're keeping the goddamn dough around her body.
Well,
I can figure out how
baked.
To keep dough. Oh my god.
The pizza
All
is
pizzas
made,
are baked.
And then it's cooked.
Oh my god.
In the oven.
So it's not a pizza. It's not a pizza. It's a fucking either Hot Pocket or Pizzone. That's the only thing it can't be. It can't be a pizza bikini. Get what I'm saying here?
Listen.
Put two and two. Yeah. Yeah. Got those minds working now, ain't I? Fuckers.
Listen. But they were selling it for $10,000 each, and when the restaurant was questioned about the price on Facebook, the restaurant wrote that while they understand it's expensive, the price is justified because of the time and involvement required to create the most delicious swimwear on earth. This includes the meticulous attention to detail necessary to make, bake, the suit after a consultation and personal fitting with the food stylist.
Wow.
Yep. I'm sorry, but I would not be paying $10,000 for
a pizza bikini.
For that. I did read some of the comments, though. It's funny because this one guy said, pizza is good. Lady flesh is good. I think I would rather eat them separately, though.
Oh, yes. Yes, very much so.
Besides that, and this is funny, she might get a yeast infection from the pizza dough.
I was waiting for that one. I was waiting for it. Oh, God. Jesus.
Someone else commented and put pepperoni on top, fish on the bottom.
Oh, my God. Sardines.
I'm sorry, I just had to. And someone else said, never had a pizza that smelled like tuna. Oh, it's great. And then there's the, oh, great, like there weren't enough shark attacks already this year. Yep. I'm sorry.
I could go on forever, some of this stuff. You know that, right? I mean, we took one sentence one night and lasted for like an hour making jokes out of it, so.
And someone else brings a whole new meaning to a stuffed crust pizza.
Jesus. <I'm> sorry. Well, if you have extra cheese and it's flaky, don't eat the pizza.
All right. So, and sometimes on these articles, these types of articles, I like reading the comments too, because there's sometimes a few really, really good ones. Now, this one is less fun. And I'm kind of, I wish I knew what, if there was like a new update on this story or anything. Anyway, Alfred Angelo bridal chain closes. And so what happened was that this bridal chain, Alfred Angelo, abruptly closed its more than 60 wedding dress stores, leaving brides racing to figure out what they would do to get the gowns they had already ordered. They filed for bankruptcy, closing all the stores. They didn't even tell any of their employees that they were closing or anything. And they also were not giving out the dresses that had already been sold.
I'm sorry, I just read one of the Twitter comments. I'm sorry, keep going.
Oh, it's okay. So, you know, so there's a lot of brides out there who had already ordered their dresses and paid for their dress and have not yet gotten their dress because the store closed.
That right there should be a felony in of itself, because I know how much work goes into a wedding, and I know how much money, and I know how much time, and I know how much, I don't want to say dreams all the time, because it's not always dreams, it's just, you know, what they want, but I'm sure that a lot of those women and whomever else had their stuff there probably had weddings coming up within a couple weeks to a month or so, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's one, I mean, dress shopping takes quite some time.
Yeah. I mean,
to find
and
the
then,
perfect dress. And once you find the perfect dress, then it's all about, you know, getting fitted, and
right.
it can take several months for the dress to come in, and then you have to get it fitted again so they can make alterations. And it's just like, yeah, it's time.
What gets me about this is Alfred Angelo Bridal, if people don't know, this used to be a really big name brand. I mean, they've been over in Europe to bridal shows. They've been here in New York's bridal shows. I mean, they were like one of the top three places that rich people, if you want to call it that, high-fluting society people would go to for their wedding dresses. You could buy budget dresses, but they're most known because their designs are so unique. And for them to go bankrupt, supposedly, and then to not even tell any of their customers ahead of time. That's, you know, you know how a business works. You know you have to go into months of filing paperwork. You know they knew ahead of time.
Right.
It's not something that just happens unless the FBI comes in on you and says you're fucked. But they knew. That's the problem that I'm having with this. They knew. They didn't sell anybody. And now all these women and men are essentially fucked.
Yep. Exactly. There were a lot of tweets that were sent out by brides who could not get their dress, such as, my wedding is in 29 days. I'm glad orange is my wedding color because I'm going to be married in jail if I can't get my dresses.
I'm sorry, but that was what I laughed at because I thought of orange is the new black and the joke they had on there about getting married.
Yeah,
yeah.
But to not even, I mean, these dresses were paid for by the customers.
Well, what I feel sorry for this one girl. She says, was standing in my future wedding dress, tears in my eyes, saying yes. When I was told Alfred Angelo has shut down and I can't order the dress. So yeah. They've got customers in their store trying on dresses and, I'm sorry, we just filed for bankruptcy. You're not going to be able to get that dress. Really?
Exactly.
I'm appalled, honestly.
I think it's pretty shitty situation.
Yeah.
There are bridal stores that have offered discounts to people, but it's still, once you find your dress, I mean, if you budget your whole wedding, even if you only say you're spending not even up to $5,000 for a wedding dress, and you find the perfect dress and it's $6,000, you somehow make sure that you can pay for it.
Yeah.
You know? And so now, if you bought a $6,000 dress, then you're out the $6,000, plus you have to pay to buy a new one?
Yeah.
Like, no. All right. So we've heard about a lot of missing sailors lately. And here is just another one. Missing U.S. Navy sailor found hiding in ship's engine room. Charged with dereliction of duty.
This is
like the third one?
Yeah, something
hiding
like that.
Hiding in an engine room?
Third or fourth, yeah. What's up with the engine room? What's in the engine room that we aren't aware of? Maybe we should ask Gibbs.
Maybe Tin Man should have been on this show. That way we could have asked him about this whole phenomenon
right.
in the Navy right now. So a U.S. Navy sailor who was presumed lost at sea but had actually been hiding in the engine room of his ship the entire time was charged last week with dereliction of duty. Petty Officer Third Class Peter Mims, who was working on the USS Shiloh, admitted last week he actively avoided searches while military officers were looking for him.
So this is the same one that just got found in the engine room.
Oh, so I guess it's an updated one?
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, I got ready to say that name sounds familiar in it. Oh. Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Mims was reported missing on June 8th while the ship was near Okinawa, sparking a wide ocean search. He was thought to have gone overboard, so now he's been charged. Military officials said they had spent 50 hours searching for him in an area that covered 5,500 square miles. The search was suspended 3 days later, but the crew continued looking for him on board the vessel. So he has been charged.
Well,
Mims faced an admiral's mast on July 13th. According to the Navy Times, he was charged with abandoning watch and dereliction of duty. He could be discharged, though military officials have not said what actions would be taken against him.
He'll probably essentially get a slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Yeah. Talking about the Navy, President Trump was in Norfolk, Virginia today at the ceremony to commission the USS Gerald Ford and bringing her to life.
Woohoo!
Don't know what that means. That's a Navy term. We bring people to life, but that's where. But I actually watched some of the ceremony. It was quite cool. Quite cool to see. It is the biggest and baddest aircraft carrier. I mean, they've got elevators in this fucking thing. They can land planes, more than one, on this thing.
Nice. Nice.
So Tin Man, I was going to have him talk about this, too. I was going to put him on the spot, but he's not here. He's in chat.
See, that's what happens when people sleep all fucking day.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I know, right?
Damn Navy men.
I was asleep. What the fuck is this shit?
Those damn seamen sleep. They're always sleeping until they see the rear.
So I watched some of the ceremony. It was pretty cool to watch. So yes, the USS Gerald Ford is now part of the naval fleet. It only took them, 12 years to build? And
something
they went
like that.
Way over budget.
Mm-hmm. America!
Anyway, moving right along. And another bit of news. OJ has been granted parole.
No comment. I'll leave my thoughts to myself. Meanwhile,
Justin Bieber banned from playing in Beijing. He has been blacklisted in China.
For what? His penis being too small?
Justin Bieber, the Canadian pop singer, has been banned from performing in the Chinese capital for bad behavior, according to a statement from the Beijing Municipal Bureau of Culture in response to fans asking about the cancellation. His series of misbehaviors while living abroad and during his performances in China has caused public resentment, said the statement dated July 18th, to regulate the domestic entertainment market and purify its environment. We find it inappropriate to bring in performers with bad behaviors. Yes.
Okay, I know that's bullshit. I've seen
Bieber's
some
official.
Go ahead.
Bieber's official website does not show any scheduled tour dates in mainland China, but there appears to be some confusion about a possible stop in Shanghai. CNN called a Chinese ticketing website that is selling tickets for two Bieber concerts scheduled on September 16th in Beijing and September 23rd in Shanghai. A website staffer was not aware of the Beijing government's decision, but said it will refund in full if the approval doesn't come through. So Bieber. Even in China, they're not quite sure what's going on.
Well, they also blacklisted Winnie the Pooh, so...
Well, yeah, I know, but... and China has blacklisted musicians reportedly due to their meeting up and tweeting about exiled Tibetan spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, but not for bad behavior. Those allegedly blacklisted include Lady Gaga, Selena Gomez, Bon Jovi, Maroon 5, Linkin Park, and Bjork.
Oh, well.
So there you have it. Yet another artist not allowed in China right now.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. It says, oh, well. Nothing we could really do. I think it's retarded, but whatever.
So then, I got two left, and then we'll do the rant line. I'll be fast with these two. Columbia University settles lawsuit with student accused of raping mattress girl. So what happened was, this girl accused another student of raping her, and Columbia University decided that it was not true, it didn't happen, and so instead of doing anything else, she decided to start carrying his mattress around on campus. So he filed suit against the school, and well, he's getting a payout.
I'm not really sure what to say about that.
She lugged a mattress around campus to protest the school's handling of her rape allegations. But after investigations were done by both the university and the police, he was found not guilty. So,
but nothing's done to her for making the false accusation.
No, no.
That's where I have a problem too.
Well, and that's the thing. So, you know, she accused him. He was found not guilty by both, like I said, the university and the police. And so, but then the school allowed her to carry his mattress around and say all sorts of stuff and whatnot. And so he sued the school because he said her protest defamed and humiliated him, which I completely understand that.
Yep.
Sorry.
Rightfully so. What I can't stand, though, is, you know, years ago, if you allegedly, falsely accused someone of something and you took them to court, you got reprimanded for it. Now it's just, okay, well, fuck it. You lied, so who cares? I mean, you're ruining good people's names just for your own benefit in the end. I mean, nothing happens to you, it happens to the other person. That's what kills me.
Exactly. So yes. All right. Final story of the night. Snail slime hits beauty mainstream after taking Korea by storm. That is correct. Snail slime.
Okay. Is that code word for something?
Well, No, it's the actual slime of a snail. Well, remember, a couple weeks ago, we had to put out that public service announcement about, what was it? Fuck. Bees. For women not to put them up there.
Damn, that was like a month and a half ago, wasn't it?
Well, it was now, a few weeks ago.
Now we're just getting the snails. We went from bees
snail slime.
To snails.
This article, snail slime on your face, all for the sake of beauty, and hopefully a handsome profit for U.S. retailers looking to push it along with other K-beauty trends into the mainstream, if people can get over the ick factor. Korean consumers are on a constant hunt for innovative products and unusual natural ingredients. Now, the decade-old craze is making its way to everyday consumers in the U.S. as K-beauty products jump from niche websites and slide onto the shelves at places such as Target, CVS, Ulta Beauty, and other retailers. The retailers earlier this year announced expansions of the merchandise. They do have a photo of one product, and it's a skin repairing snail cream.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm sorry, but I would not. No.
So does that mean if they eat salt and it gets on their face that their face will start drooping and shit like that? Because that would be fucking hilarious.
I don't know. I don't. But it does seem to be supposedly cost effective, according to this article. it's just...
Wait. Did you see how much it costs?
I'm trying to get the actual... Target is stocking the $33 Misha Super Aqua Cell Renew Snail Essential Moisturizer, which is 40% slime extract. And at CVS, you'll find the $24.99 Alicia Koi Skin Repairing Snail Cream with 91% snail secretion filtrate, as well as products like the $6.99 Sam Samuel Wrapping Tint, which consumer are supposed to apply and peel to reveal a long-lasting lip tattoo. And then Ulta offers a $9.50 kit to sample brands with a mineral face peel that would ball up as you rub it into your face, and a cleansing sherbet made with fermented organic grains.
If I wanted to put snail slime on my face, I'm not going to pay money. I'm going to walk outside and get that shit off the step.
Well, supposedly it's not slime. It's secretion filtrate. I'm sorry, but that's just a fancy word for slime.
For slime, that's
opinion.
What the fuck it is.
I'm sorry, but
throw a little swallow on there, and you can get 10 times as much.
You know what? I have noticed. So, people are growing more and more fond of all natural, organic, all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The bullshit stuff, yeah.
Yeah. I would still not be buying anything made of snail slime. Sorry. But they are willing to pay more money for something that is listed as whole grain or, you know, like organic. Like, we pay more for organic bananas than regular bananas. I'm sorry. I don't know what the fuck the difference is. But, hey. They're more expensive, so it must be better.
They actually done a study, and there is no difference when it comes to stores. If you want real organic, grow it your fucking self, and don't put pesticides on it.
Exactly.
Simple as that.
But the same thing goes for skincare products.
Yep.
The more, you know. Meanwhile, you still get all this other stuff in it. So there you have it. So there's your snail slime. Oh.
Well.
Sorry.
I don't know if I rent like can beat the snail slime or not. I'm worried now. Holy fuck.
Well, one of the guys in the chat room said, pay big money to have a snail come on your face.
I was thinking that. I seriously was thinking that this entire article. I didn't know if I should or shouldn't say it. But.
Well, just remember, it is not snail slime. It is secretion filtrate.
Secretion filtrate.
Fancy word for slime.
Well, Google, if you're ready, we'll go ahead and start the rant line. We've got a few this month. If you guys want to do the rant line, click on rant line right there at dbradio.net where the chat box is, or you can go over to dysfunctionalveterans.com, click on rant on, and you can give us a 30-second rant in hopes that it will make it to the next rant line. And without further ado, let's begin.
Hello?
Please hold for a very important message.
If you want service, you want us.
IV Radio.
I'm here with DV Recoil, Google, SRP, and Boner Wood. My special guest is Marquis David.
Hi, babe. I'm glad you called.
Yeah, I want to bitch about this fucking Facebook page.
People fucking go, this show sucks. Well, you should hear the pre-show.
We have about 30 inches.
Go down to Pound Town. Into Pound Town.
I didn't see a box from Tasteful Treasures.
You've never taken that much, have you?
Yes.
I like the feeling between my butt cheeks.
You just see it. I just blew two lights in the kitchen.
That wasn't the only thing you blew.
Everybody's up my ass.
Let me pull it up real quick.
You're not complaining, though.
Get your ass out here.
Oh, this is how I get in trouble. Bye, Felicia.
Well, that was fun.
Oh, hi. Yeah, you know, I just wanted to call in and say how much I fucking can't stand these unbelievably retarded fucking assholes, Antifa, with their little black fucking bandanas selling fucking popsicles. Like, seriously, who the fuck are you? I mean, at first I thought, hey, you know, maybe they're just this fucking happy little gay band that, you know, they're trying to take everything away from us that's good.
Well, and Tifa has struck again, apparently, with somebody. What do you have to say about that, Google?
When is Antifa not pissing someone off?
Right?
That's the real question here. I mean, honestly, do they even know, like, what they stand for? I mean, I watched the interview with someone from Antifa that Tucker Carlson did one night this past week, and he didn't even know what he was saying.
Yeah.
This guy just made himself look like a dumbass.
Well, that is today's generation.
Yep.
Next rant.
this is for TV Bonerwood. I have a major complaint. I don't appreciate how you use the word penis and how your name is actually penis and everything else, and I just can't take it. I've had to go to my safe space like 1,000 times when I accidentally clicked on your radio show, and then I found your page. Oh my goodness, please be nice to everyone. Sincerely, the snowflakes everywhere. What?
I do know.
It's not even spelled. Oh.
Penis? I randomly say penis, yes. Whether you take that derogatory or not, that's on your ass, you snowflake.
I thought your name was Bo.
Yes.
Wood.
Yes. Unlike the anatomy, boner.
Right. So I don't know. Oh, jeez.
Snowflakes everywhere, apparently.
I wish.
Yep.
Maybe we could meet whoever the fuck that snowflake is one day.
Nice.
Right?
Nice. Yep.
Look at me when I scream at your soul! You loud sacks of filth and sour cream can hit me with your pain pinatas all day, but you'll never take the jellied fantasies of my wasted youth. My stomach is clear, and my mind is full of bacon.
Well, his stomach is clear, and his mind is full of bacon. That's about all I took from that.
Are you sure that that was an actual rant that came in and not someone that you took off of, like, a movie?
Actually, I can confirm that. I can give you the link to the rant that came in, and it came from DB Nods. I know exactly where it came from, actually, because me and him were talking about it one night. But it was fucking hilarious, so, hey, why not?
That's good. That's good. Because, I mean, it did just sound like a movie clip.
It's not a movie clip. You're close, but it's not a movie clip.
Okay, a TV show clip.
It's a cinematic. We'll put it that way.
All right, close enough.
Okay, next round.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I got on. I just wanted to call him really and just say how much I really, really love you guys. And one of these days I'm going to be a Marine, and I'm so excited, and you guys are really doing a lot of really awesome things, and oh my gosh, can I say just real quick that Six is, he's such a dreamy voice. Bye, guys.
If that is going to be a future Marine.
No, Navy, come on.
Well, he said Marine, or she said, or it said. I don't know what the fuck it was.
You know, yeah, but they'll never be accepted in the Marine Corps. Might as well go Navy.
I don't want to assume its gender.
Hey, you know, there's on the USS Gerald Ford, there's going to be a lot of places. Never mind.
Well,
not a lot of sailors.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Well, it's 40 below, and I don't give fuck at a heater in my truck, and I'm off to the rodeo.
And if you don't know, Six recorded that last week during the show. That's how fucking easy it is to do the rant line.
I was going to say, what, didn't he do that last week?
Yep. So yeah. I'll put it in there to show how easy it is for you to do a fucking rant line from your computer.
Yay! We're so special.
Meet God. Okay, next one.
Sergeant, United States Marine Corps. I just want to say, God, I hate civilians. Trying to rent a house right now, and these fucks are asking for everything but a DNA sample. Oh, my God. Anyway, stay strong, brothers. You take care. Bye-bye now.
I love how he is so pissed off, and then he ends with, All right, we're on a good note. Love you all. Like, he goes from pissed the fuck off to happy-go-lucky in 2.6 seconds. Like, how the fuck?
I was more wondering if he's still in the Marine Corps, and that's why he bleeped out his name.
Well, I just wanted to, just in case. He didn't confirm nor deny that he was still in. So I want to save face and just protect him and us. I don't want him getting in trouble, yeah, just in case. Yes,
no, I
totally
agree, That was what I was wondering.
Well, I mean, you know.
It didn't even occur to me that he was all pissed off and then nappy.
So you were more focused on the censorship rather than anything else that he said.
Well, he didn't sound really pissed off.
Well, you could tell he was really pissed off. He's probably nonchalantly pissed off, but he was really... It takes a fucking DNA sample, goddammit. Like,
I know, but...
he reminded me of... I thought of Clint Eastwood when I heard this rant. Like, how Clint Eastwood can get pissed off and never yell. Like, how many movies has he yelled in? Like, I can count on one hand when he got pissed how many he's yelled in.
True. Oh. But yeah, I was more wondering about the name thing. Jesus. And is he still in?
The whole rant line, you were worried about a fucking bleep.
Pretty much.
Jesus. All right.
Where you fuckers at? Trying to get on the show. What's going on? Stupid boy custom. It's going down.
So, little did I know, last week, we were supposed to have a guest on, but I was not informed, so I did not know to contact this person. Stupid Boy Customs, our decal maker, Justin Myers, tries calling all of us on Skype. We're like, who the fuck is this guy? At almost midnight, mind you, almost an hour after we've ended, come to find out he was trying to get on the show. We'll have him on the show.
That's good.
Soon, but
next week?
I don't know. I emailed him this week. I don't know. Where the fuck you at, bro? Yo, Stupid Boy Customs.
Okay, I will say that Bo did not. You did not drop the ball on that one. That was all six,
right? Because he tells me Monday. He's like, so I was supposed to have so and so, and I was like, that all makes sense now. What happened Saturday? Because here me and Recoil are, who the fuck is this guy? I don't fucking know. We had forgot his name, obviously.
You know what? After the show last Saturday, I go upstairs to go to bed. And Six is still awake. And he goes, I was like, what? He goes, well, I forgot that we were supposed to have this guy on. He's like, oh, man.
Well,
I'm like, good job.
I'll let everybody know that this next one is for DB6, if I remember right. If it's not, it's the next one. Okay, let's try and see.
I just want to know when DB6 is having the next smoke break.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I couldn't remember which one was which. Yeah, I guess now. Because he ain't here, so fuck it. Smoke break!
All right, we'll start calling smoke breaks during the show again, like we used to do. That way, people know that it is time to smoke.
Okay.
We'll put it in the itinerary also.
I was going to say, I'm just going to put it in the itinerary. That way Six has to do it like right after the intro, right before break, right after break.
Right. Well, okay. You got to put it somewhere in between there too, because you know Six is not going to go 30 minutes.
Well, I know how Six works. He'll light one up and not call out smoke break. He does it to me all the time.
Oh, true.
So this is the shit I get when you guys are listening to the radio and you do a rent line at the same time. That about
okay. Don't quit your day job. That goes to that person. Don't quit your day job. Your voice is not that great.
And six hate things to break I'm it bad.
Oh man!
At least I have a little bit of tone in my voice. Oh me. Yeah, that's it for this week's rant line. If you guys want to do a rant line in hopes of getting it on the next rant line, next month's rant line, just go to dbradio.net or dysfunctionalveterans.com and click on either rant on or rant line, whichever is on that webpage that you choose to go to. Leave your 30-second rant. If you can't get it in 30 seconds, well, I'm sorry. And no, I did not Google. I wanted to wait until next week for that one, or next month for that one.
Oh man, that one was so perfect.
This one was fucking 4 minutes long.
And I know, but his was only like 30 seconds.
Yeah, everybody else's was 30 seconds too.
Oh. All right. So next week.
Not next week, next
month.
That's
the rant I was waiting for, to be honest. When you said we were having a rant line tonight, I was waiting for the one that I sent you.
Well, if you want a specific one on the next rant line, you're going to have to tell me.
Okay, the one that I sent you this past week.
That one will be on next month's rant line. I just said that. Hello. Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Jesus. This is what happens when Recoil and Marquee and DB6 aren't on the radio show. Google loses it. Googles, but they don't fall down. Hey, it's 11:11 on the East Coast. Make a fucking wish, asswipes.
No, that only works at 11:11 a.m., not p.m., because p.m. is 23:11, so not all four digits are the same. Thank you very much.
Excuse me. Well, what about midnight? All four of them are the same then. It's all zeros reset. Oh.
Well, I know.
Oh.
But you were trying to call it at 11:11 p.m., and really, it doesn't work because it's 23:11.
Well, if you're a civilian that doesn't know what military time is, it works.
Then you have to educate them.
Why
Otherwise,
would I
only making wishes. You can only do it once a day at 11:11 a.m.
Why do I want to break someone's dreams?
Well, I don't know.
Exactly. That being
That's just the way it is. Sorry. Just the way it is.
That being said, we do have to end tonight's show because it's just me and Google, and we are not going to go on forever. I mean, we just done the last hour by ourselves.
I know. That's kind of amazing.
Right?
Pretty good.
People have asked about a Music Mayhem. It is coming. You got to realize there's only a few of us. I'm the only one that sits here and does nothing outside of DV. Everybody else has to do something out in the community.
I'm sorry. You were saying I'm the only one that sits here and does nothing.
But it is coming. Be on the lookout for that within the next couple of weeks, hopefully. It'll be myself. Hopefully I can get Marquee and Recoil on. If not, it'll just be myself. And I'll be sitting here playing music. What?
You know what? Oh, hold on. With you saying that, right? I was thinking when you told us that Marquee and Recoil were not going to be on tonight, I was like, man, Recoil isn't hosting the show until he thinks he can take every Saturday off.
Right.
I mean, come on. He used to always be here. He didn't have a choice. If he wasn't here, there wasn't a show.
Oh, man.
I think he'll become Marquee.
Oh, shit. Shots fired.
It's 2 weeks in a row, Bo.
I know. So, Facebook.com, search for Dysfunctional Veterans and DB Radio, or follow the links in below or on dbradio.net or dysfunctionalveterans.com. Go over to YouTube. You can find Dysfunctional Veterans and DB Radio YouTube channels. We are in the process of working on shit. Got to give us time again. It's only a few of us. Head over to Twitter. Follow us at DB_DB Radio. I try to get shit up there. I'm not always on there. Sorry. Twitter, tweets, birdies, shit, sounds. It fucking makes my head burst. Instagram. Dysfunctional Veterans. You can see what DB6 puts on his Instagram IG thing while he takes a shit in the mornings. You don't think he does that? He does that. Trust me. I've had to talk to him on Skype while he's on the toilet and he's on Instagram at the same time. It's not fun. That being said, head over to dbbarracks.com. What is dbbarracks.com? That is the Dysfunctional Veterans Forum, the DV Forum, where you can get away from Facebook and any type of social media so your grandmother doesn't see what kind of G-string you're wearing today. You can go over there, hit the sign up button at the top right corner, enter your first and last name, email address, create a password, all that good shit, or you can log in with your Facebook. After you do that, you can go back to the top right corner and change your name to any name you want or call sign and your picture, any picture you want to use, and feel free to browse and peruse the DB Forum at your leisure. There's great stuff there. You got the peer support section, the resource depot, and all of that good stuff. Stuff that we can't post on Facebook and other social media gets posted there, and everybody's there 24/7. So you've always got someone to talk to, reach out to if you feel the need that you need to do that. Again, that's dbbarracks.com for the DB Forum, where any and all people are invited. If you didn't know it, we have a podcast. That's right. Use your Google, Android, iOS, Apple devices, whatever the fuck you guys, kids, whatever, use today. You have an app store? That's right, you have an app store. Go in there, search Podbean, download the Podbean app, and look for DB Radio. The big mic that says DB Radio, that's us. Follow us if you don't want to use Podbean. Then head over to iTunes. Yes, we're back on iTunes finally with having to go back and forth with their ass. Oh, whatever. Anyway, just subscribe and rate us and leave some comments. Let us know what you think of the podcast, what you want in the podcast. And if you don't want to put it there out in the public, you can always email us at info@dbradio.net. And with that, if you have any show ideas or segment ideas, or you just want to come on the show for your veteran business or an organization, or you know someone that has one of those, please let us know. Reach out to us, and we want to put you on here so we can get you out, get the word out about you and your veteran organization and or business. If you want to keep DB Radio going and you want more quality stuff and help us get equipment, we have a donate button right there on dbradio.net. Right there. See that? It says donate. It goes directly to PayPal, which goes directly to DB Radio LLC, which goes back into all this glorious stuff that you hear right now. Google is getting frustrated because she thinks I'm going too long. Little does she know, I still haven't mentioned the dbfarm.org or mydbstore.com, which you need to go to right now. Donate to dbfarm.org. And if you don't want to donate and you'd rather shop online, head over to smile.amazon.com, where you can make DB Farm your charity of choice with no extra fees or cost. When you check out from shopping, a portion of your shopping cart will go directly to the DB Farm. Thank you. Anything else that I missed, Google?
No, and I wasn't getting mad because I wasn't paying attention. I zoned out.
See, people think that I do that just to hear myself talk. I really don't. If I don't do that every fucking show, someone's going to ask, what the fuck, where the fuck? And I'm like, hey, let's just do it. But yeah, that's all that I've got. Do we have anything for the store that you want to mention?
Be on the lookout for new products.
Bolo products. Bolo products. Bolo products.
I just don't know what's coming next.
Who's next?
It'll be soon.
All I can think of is epic rap battles. Who won? Who's next?
And, you decide. And stay tuned to the DB and DB Farm Facebook pages to find out when DB6 and I will be on the road, where we will be stopping, and for how long, and where to meet up with us. Once we get those details all figured out, we'll let you know.
If you made it this far, thank you. Please help discharge by going to their Indiegogo. Use the link provided for the secret perk for the $22 perk, which is the Erase 22 t-shirt. All proceeds goes to discharge that I know of for every perk or something like, I don't know, whatever. How what they make goes to the animation thing is what I'm trying to say. That's what I was trying to say. They have a chart there that shows you the breakdown of their the money where it goes to, so you're not left out in the dark and you do know where each percentage is going that they make. Again, that's Discharge. They are on Facebook, Instagram. They have a website, dischargedcomedy.com, as well. I think that's it. What do you think, Google? Yes, no,
I
maybe
think
so.
That's all.
Okay.
I think that's all.
Well, if you don't have anything else for DBE6, Marquis Davis, Recoil, I'm Boner Wood. Just listen to Merritt's Talk on DBRadio.net. Don't forget to tune in to all the other shows that we have. Watch the Facebook pages. That's how you get up to date. Alrighty. Anything else, Google?
That is all.
All right. Until next week.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Fucksicles.
DBE Radio.